Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, as Massachusetts digs out from these historic snowstorms, the agency that deals with state emergencies has been working hard, especially at its nerve center, located primarily underground. The Bunker, as it's called, is located in Framingham. It's ground zero for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. It's where intra-agency workers coordinate the state's response to storms, natural disasters, and other crises. This winter, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has been spending a lot of time in the Bunker. He has this report from the front line of the state's last line of defense.
If it weren't for the three giant communication towers and tall flagpoles, it would be easy to miss the nondescript granite blockhouse along Route 9 in Framingham.
All right, here we are. Bunker, sweet home.
A series of ramps leads down to the bunker.
Welcome to Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.
At the bottom, 40 feet below the surface, is a sign you don't see every day.
Oh, here we go. Blast door.
The solid steel blast door, open during even the worst of storms, weighs nearly 3 tons. But if it's ever closed, it means it's a very bad day. Peter Judge is the Emergency Management Agency's public information officer at the bunker.
The building was built with the idea of potentially an atomic blast in the greater Boston area. So the building, although it's an acre in size, is actually on springs.
The bunker was built half a century ago, at the height of the Cold War during the Cuban Missile Crisis. A picture of JFK and a letter from the White House dated November 22, 1963, are on the wall near the receptionist desk.
President Kennedy, is sort of his brainchild, he felt every state should have a facility for continuity of government in case the worst happened. So about 10 days before he was assassinated, the building actually got dedicated.
The Doomsday facility was built to accommodate 300 people, the governor, and state officials for up to 30 days. There's a kitchen and cafeteria, barracks with bunk beds and extra cots and blankets. There's a special high-security room, a sort of bunker within a bunker, for the state's director of public safety.
We looked at some of the original blueprints in here and what are now offices. At one point, there was a birthing room, there was a chapel. It's pretty self-sufficient.
Electricity to the bunker comes from two separate power sources from the above-ground grid, but just in case they're knocked out, there are three fail-safe diesel generators that back up each other, and a month's supply of fuel. Fresh water for the subterranean shelter comes from two 40-foot-deep wells. Peter Judge says the bunker was designed with life and death in mind.
They figured out just the stress of the situation. At least two people would probably die of natural causes during that 30-day period. So in that regard, we have our own two-body morgue here.
Whoa.
I mean, right now we just have some storage, I mean, paint supplies in there, but it actually could function if necessary. To the best of my knowledge, over the 50 years it's been here, it's never been utilized.
The heart of the bunker is a large room with huge video screens and desks in a semicircle, where officials from state agencies can monitor everything from helicopter surveillance cameras to state parks. It's like something out of the Cold War movie Dr. Strangelove. But during Snowmageddon winter days like these, it's more Dr. Strange Glove, dealing with a steady flow of information about coastal flooding, clogged roads, and collapsing roofs. Paula Cutton is the communications supervisor at the bunker.
We gather all the information here, whether it be media or phone, direct phone calls or radio broadcasts or scanner activity. And then we do the nuclear power plants as well. We monitor all three nuclear power plants and we can set the sirens off in here if we need to. And then we push it up the chain depending upon our standard operating procedures.
In 5 minutes on this channel.
Busy place.
The state emergency bunker operates 24/7, 365, watching, waiting, and responding. It's serious business, but above a computer screen in the communication center is a beach ball. Stress release, says Paula Cutton.
Some days when you have the long activations and you're here 12, 16, 24 hours, it tends to wear on you a little bit. But on a day-to-day, it's like going to an office like everyone else. We just come in, we do our job, and we go home at the end of the day, hopefully. Some days we don't.
Hoping for the best, prepared for the worst at the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency bunker. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.